It's Friday, which means it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
What makes the sun set? What makes the moon rise? What makes the tide remember to hide? And why does it soon rise?
So many questions from Old Blue Eyes, but the one we're going to talk about today is the one about sunsets. What makes them so great this time of year? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. He'll explain what went into that stunning sunset last Sunday that lots of folks noticed. Also, wildfire weather. First, Cliff, let's get the forecast. It's finally cooled down a bit.
That's right, and today is the transition day. We'll see some clouds this morning. A lot of them will burn off and temperatures will get up into the mid and upper 70s. So not a bad day today. But what you'll notice is later in the day, it's going to start clouding up. An upper level disturbance is approaching, and I would expect the potential for even a few showers overnight into Saturday morning. So things are going to go downhill a little bit. We'll be awakened by partly cloudy skies in the morning tomorrow, but then a stronger system will be moving southward. So the rain, the clouds are going to start way up in British Columbia and Northwest Washington and slowly move down during the day on Saturday. So I think there's a good chance that many people, especially later in the day on Saturday, will see some showers. And clouds will extend all the way to the crest of the Cascade. So it's going to be definitely a cooler day tomorrow. Temperatures only getting up into the low 70s, so not that great. And then on Sunday, it's probably going to be cooler, but most of the showers are going to pass through in the morning. The afternoon will probably be mostly cloudy, maybe a few sun breaks, and temperatures only getting up to around 70. In some places, may not even get above the upper 60s. So definitely a cool down as we go through the weekend, with Sunday being the coolest day.
And ironically, that cooling trend has meant bad news for wildfires raging in central Washington and Oregon. Is that going to continue, Cliff?
Well, it was the beginning of the cool down that really helped rev things up. We had a few fires in eastern Washington, some of them human caused, some of them caused by lightning. But 2 days ago, when the cooler air started moving in, what that did was set up a difference in pressure across the mountains. Cooler air coming in the west tends to cause the pressure to become higher. You have higher pressure on one side, lower on the other. That tends to increase the winds across the Cascades as air tries to accelerate from high to low pressure. And so that actually helped rev up very rapidly the big fire that's now near Leavenworth. In any case, the cool air is in place here, and over the weekend, temperatures will cool down in eastern Washington. They could even get a few sprinkles. So by the end of this weekend, actually, the fire danger will lessen in eastern Washington as much cooler, more humid air moves in.
So bringing some relief to those folks. But the smoke from those wildfires is part of what makes sunset so gorgeous this time of year, right? Last Sunday's was one of the best ever, pictures of it all over the internet. And on your blog, you explained it as being like a trifecta at a horse race, Cliff?
That's right. Last Sunday, we had perhaps the best sunset in the last 5 years. And everything had to come together to get it right. To get a good sunset, first you need a period where there's a long twilight. And we have that this time of the year. It takes a long time for the sky to darken. And there's a long time that sun's on the horizon. Then you need some middle-level clouds so that the red sky from the horizon could illuminate the clouds. And we just had it perfectly as a area of instability of middle-level clouds moved in during the late afternoon, evening. But on the other hand, the horizon was clear, so that let some of that sun and that color in. But it was better than that. It turns out that the instability clouds at mid-levels had Virga, rain falling out of it. And that Virga got illuminated by the red glow on the horizon. That made it even better. And it doesn't stop there. Some of the smoke from the fires in eastern Washington made it across the Cascades. We could tell that by a number of reasons. We could see it in the satellite pictures and also on pollution sensors. Smoke, which has particles in it, helps induce a better sunset. If you have particles in the atmosphere, it scatters more of the yellow and green and blue light, leaving the red. So having smoke makes the sunset better as well. So we had everything. The clouds in the perfect place, Virgo falling out of the clouds, and some smoke that helped spruce it up even more.
We have a link to your blog on our website, kplu.org, where you can read even more all about it and see some pictures of that. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.